Iraqis went to the polls today to elect a new parliament. It's a particularly important election, the first since U.S.-backed Iraqi forces drove ISIS out of a third of Iraqi territory. Election officials say voting took place with no major attacks, but a lot of Iraqis still stayed away from the polls. NPR's Jane Araf was there for the voting.
This was one of the safest elections since Iraqis went to the polls after Saddam Hussein was toppled. A vehicle ban to prevent car bombs meant that voters had to walk. It was safe enough that security officials lifted that ban a few hours later. Election officials were hoping that more people would vote if they could drive there. But even that didn't work.
Most of the people who came to vote are the elderly and women. In the past elections, there were long lines of voters. People came in groups. Now they come as individuals.
That's Khaled Abdel-Sattar Jabbar, the head of a polling station in Qadamiya, a Shia neighborhood of Baghdad.
Young men feel that there's no change. Most of these candidates, this is a big joke for them. They mock people with their corruption.
There were 3 million young people eligible to vote for the first time, but a lot of them stayed away. In the Sunni neighborhood of Adamia, Mina, who's 22, came with her mother, Yasmin, to vote. They asked that only their first names be used. They're dressed up. Yasmin, a schoolteacher, says they were excited about the thought of a better parliament. And she says they made themselves beautiful to come and vote. But Mina says she doesn't have high hopes for this government or any government. Let's see what they do, her mother says. For the first time, Iraq was using machines to tabulate the votes.
There was a difference. When you see the voting mechanism, there's a bit more freedom. Before, they were watching to see what candidate you were choosing.
This was a crowded election field. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is running for re-election, but each voter had dozens of choices this time. Abadi's biggest rival is a former militia leader with ties to Iran. Outside the polling center in Baghdad's Atafia neighborhood, Shawad Qadhim and his friends were hanging out in the street. They're members of one of the most hard-line paramilitary groups, Asab Ahl al-Haq. It helped fight ISIS and now has a political wing. Qadhim says his fellow fighters came out in force to vote.
They have sacrificed Iraq with their own blood. I don't think there's anyone who deserves more to be elected.
Nearby, a couple of young men were cheerfully throwing campaign posters into a garbage truck. Ahmed Hamid Shakir is a follower of Shia cleric Muqtada Sadr, and he says a lot of people voted for the list backed by Sadr.
Normal citizens are demanding their rights. Electricity, clean water, jobs. We don't care about which religious sect you're from. The important thing is to raise the name and the voice of Iraq.
The election results aren't in yet, but in between the apathy and the passion for new candidates, many Iraqis are expecting a shakeup. Jane Araf, NPR News, Baghdad.